You're listening to SBS News.
In March last year, the Northern Territory government announced it would implement the recommendations made by the Royal Commission into the protection and detention of children. The Minister for Territory Families, Dale Wakefield, said meaningful change was needed to get young people back on the right path and away from a cycle of crime.
We absolutely are going to accept the intent and direction of all 227. We have, over the last few months, been working through to set up 17 work plans across government to make sure that we have a plan in place that is properly resourced and is able to be delivered change on the ground.
One of the recommendations was to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to at least 12 years of age. The Northern Territory government has made no change so far, but says it's considering ways to implement the reform. Ms. Wakefield says services need to be established that cater for at-risk children for the change to be effective. The President of the Law Council of Australia, Arthur Moses, says a failure to act swiftly has resulted in more children going through the justice system at an early age.
The younger children are put into the justice system and face detention, the less chance they have of rehabilitation, which means it puts them at greater risk of reoffending, and then we go through a cycle of incarceration. It should not be the rite of passage of any child to have to go to prison at all, and that is, with respect, a national disgrace, and we need to fix it.
The Royal Commission came about after the ABC's Four Corners program aired footage in 2016 of teenage boys being abused at the Dondale Detention Centre. One of those six, an Indigenous Nurundjeri boy named Dylan Voller, had been in detention since he was 11. He was released from prison in 2017 and has been advocating for improved conditions for youth in detention ever since. He's urging the Territory Government to raise the age as soon as possible.
I think the Northern Territory Government needs to step up and step up now, implement this and to start actually making change like they promised they were going to make when the Royal Commission was announced. It's been almost a year since they were handed down, or over a year since they were handed down, and still haven't done nothing.
The chairman of the Sydney-based Aboriginal Legal Service, Bunja Smith, says he's not surprised there's been no action so far.
Unfortunately, we see this too often, that the wheels of government do move very, very slowly. So I'm disappointed with how long they've taken to act.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are statistically more likely to be detained in juvenile detention centres all across Australia. The Law Centre of Australia says in the Northern Territory, while 48% of people between ages 10 and 17 are Indigenous, they represent over 90% of those in juvenile detention. At one point in June last year, 100% of children in detention in the Northern Territory were of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander descent. Mr. Moses says this is unacceptable.
Society is judged by how it treats its most vulnerable, and we should be treated harshly and judged harshly over the way in which we approach the criminal justice system when it comes to children, as well as, and in particular, Indigenous children.
A higher percentage of young people in the Northern Territory are also detained on remand, meaning they've not been yet sentenced or found guilty of a crime, than in any other state or territory. According to figures released in December by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, between April and June last year, 13.45 per 10,000 people under 17 years of age detained in the Northern Territory were in detention on remand. The next highest state or territory was Western Australia, with 4.04 per 10,000 people. Mr. Moses says the Northern Territory currently doesn't have enough infrastructure to help rehabilitate offenders.
There are delays potentially in the justice system, whether it be a lack of legal aid or legal resources. These children are coming before the justice system in circumstances where often the courts do not have any other option, because there are no rehabilitation services available or other diversionary services, but to place them into juvenile detention centres.
All Australian states and territories currently set the age of criminal responsibility at 10 years of age. Amnesty International wants the age lifted to 14. Its Aboriginal advisor, Rodney Dillon, wants the Commonwealth Government to step in.
I'd like the Commonwealth Government to come out and make a stand and raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14 and make states abide by it. You know, that's an international standard and Australia should be at that standard.
The median age of criminal responsibility internationally is 14. Medical scientists and rights organisations around the world largely agree that children younger than 14 aren't mentally developed enough to be criminally liable. Brazil, Luxembourg, Peru, and Uruguay, at 15, have some of the highest ages of criminal responsibility in the world. Children as young as 7 can be charged with criminal offences in Afghanistan, Thailand, Myanmar, and India. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.